You're with SBS Radio.
This lake, yeah. I like looking at it all the time. I think in here, I was inspired because of the colors. Mm-hmm. My son gave that to me. He took a photo. He was doing his city to surf. Mm-hmm. And he sent it to me, mm-hmm. and I was attracted to it. The colors are beautiful. And then I saw so much perspective in that sense too. Mm-hmm. And I like the sky. I'm so inspired to do the sky. If you look at it, mm-hmm. you know what? It looks like saying the creation is nice. Something like that, isn't it? Like when you look at it, look at the rays of the sun, mm-hmm. and the colors of the sky with the pink and blues and light blue and this the clouds, mm-hmm. and the reflection of those things onto the water. If you look at it, it's not that hard to do reflections. It's just the same color, mm-hmm. of the trees above. So mm-hmm. you just have to paint the same color. But then, one thing that I advise my students when they paint the reflection is there should be some water on top of the reflection, mm-hmm. so it looks like it's submerged onto the water.
And I could see some red on
actually it's very, very similar to the picture that my son gave me. That's why I said I was so attracted to it because of the color of the sky, the way that the formation of the clouds and the light that reflected underneath the trees because of the sun. See, you could see a little bit of the sun rays there too.
Yeah.
See there?
Yeah.
That's why you could see the light underneath because it's like a lampshade, like or like a spotlight when you put light on certain.
And
thing.
It's interesting as well, Miss Ellen, that it's light in there and
then darker in there. Yes.
Yeah.
Because this one here, the light in here reflects there, and then this light here would reflect on that one too. Mm-hmm. So it's just nice.
Would you tell that, you know, would you say that this painting has some relation as well with, you know, your life?
Actually, to tell you...
Or your love for nature, maybe?
Yeah, but that's it. I always thank God for the beauty of nature that He gave us.
Miss Ellen, I saw this on your magazine.
Yeah, that is the original.
Yeah.
Actually, my interpretation here is me and my daughter.
Okay.
My daughter Christine, see?
Wow.
That's me and my daughter. We're both Maarte. my ribbon.
Okay.
So yeah, when I painted that, I was thinking of myself and her.
Okay.
Because she's my only girl.
When did you paint this, Miss?
That's 2001.
Oh wow, way back.
2001, yes.
Alright. So you're like, this is you and
that's her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her because she's my only girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, istorya siya. Ano pa ba ang ano yun natin?
Yung vivid.
Ah, yung vivid. Yeah, the vivid. Okay, here. Remember the first encounter natin in vivid? I love colors. Mm-hmm. So what attracted me to paint this, opera house here and the Harbour Bridge. Mm-hmm. Every year, I don't forget to visit the Vivid Chair. Mm. But I love colors. You could see here, it's colors, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody from the Bible study group, mm-hmm. gave me the photo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My husband took a photo, but I like the one that he gave us because it's more probably the dimension or the way it was photographed,
okay.
the way I like to paint it. Mm-hmm. So I did, I painted that. It's the colors. I like happy things. Mm-hmm. I like sparkles.
Yeah.
That kind of person.
Yes.
So I like the colors on the water. I like reflection. And people are always telling me, Ellen, you're very good in water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, well, maybe because I like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
See it here again, Sybil. You could see the colors of the opera house
reflected
on the water. See, if you have blue, you have red.
in painting you have to be it has to be like that. It has to be the real thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
you have to have the colors and that.
Okay.
And then this is just what I added in it. In the photograph you don't see those people. So I thought I want to paint some people, happy people, on like having fun.
Okay.
So that's my own little thing already.
Okay.
And it's so funny, when I was painting it, I tell you, this one, they are kissing, look. It didn't, it just,
oh, yeah. It's my first time to see that.
They're hugging.
You know what? Is it you and your husband?
Probably, yeah. I was just thinking. But they also look like, see this one here, she looks like they are having a conversation.
Yeah.
Look, this one looks like an old man. See, I don't know, but that's derailing, but it looks like they has a cane.
Yeah.
Probably this is a family, and this is another couple, a lonely man. But anyhow, you know, when you paint those stick figure, don't think of anything. Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it, and then after that, what you do is decipher how they look like.
Okay.
So if I paint something, I said, oh, this one would look like she has a hat, or he has a cane or something. So I'll just do it.
Okay.
So. Yeah, to start is I'll start with the head, and then the neck, and then the body, like stick figure.
Okay.
And then I will just add the pants or the skirt, or it's so interesting to do that. So my students were so happy when we added that.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So that was just my own imagination, those people there.
But how special is like attending Vivid Sydney for you?
It's so special because I think we are actually letting people around the world that Sydney is beautiful. And it is.
I think
I have been to places, but every time I go to Harbour Bridge, to the city, and see the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, I always say, Sydney is beautiful. Isn't it?
It is.
It is really.
Last two paintings.
Okay, sometimes I tell you, hey? See, that painting is so difficult to do.
Which one?
The wheel.
Oh.
Simple as it is. Take photo of that. My husband and I would actually travel in the countryside for coffee or lunch. I really feel relaxed like that because I tell you, my husband is very nice and he's very supportive, and I couldn't ask for more. Okay, he's a blessing in my family.
Yeah.
I always go out most of the time on the weekend if I'm not busy, but I'm always busy as well. So, but the thing that we do is, if we go out in the countryside, we like to go to a coffee shop or relax or take photos of things. And then this one is, I think that was in Karajong Heights.
Where is that?
So I'm going to Blue Mountains probably.
Ah, okay.
But anyhow, on the way back home, on our way back home, we already passed the place. It's a big property. I said to him, could you please go back? I saw something that I like to paint.
Okay.
So we went back. I said, okay, I want you to take a photo of that wheel that was in front of a big property. That's the entrance. You could see the walkway or the thing, the pathway going to the property. And hallelujah, when I painted that, I tell you, to paint the spokes, to paint the perspective of that wheel, is not easy. It has to be exact. It has to be round. It has, see the shadow on top of the wheel? That made it look like it's inside of the wheel. See this one? I tell you, any.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
See this one here? You could see that it's on an angle, isn't it?
Yeah, this one.
See that dark area of the wheel, the inside of the wheel?
Yeah.
This one. When we took the photo, it was not front view, it was on the side. See this one?
Ah, okay.
So it went around like that.
That is so hard.
So this one, the spokes are hard to do. This one is either, it's harder. And even if I look at it, I could still improve it. But at that, I couldn't part with that.
Yeah.
I said I would not be able to do that again.
Last one, Miss Ellen. Oh. They want to...
I'll tell you, the pelicans, they are very hard to do. Several times you go to the entrance. Feeding of pelicans, right? I said, I'll paint those pelicans. You know how hard to paint them overlapping like that?
How hard?
If you take a photo and you study, you take a photo later on if you want. The perspective of their faces, like they're watching if somebody would actually throw. The expression, look at their expression, they're all alert. Like waiting for the food, for the fish. Oh, there's the one, the beak is open. In the middle. You know what I did? Because there were so many of them, and when I was painting it, I drowned some of them. I took it.
You drowned?
I drowned them. Really? I don't want you anymore. I erased it. I said, you are not included in my painting anymore. And there's one there with, look at the throat. It has a fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look at the neck. It's crooked.
Yeah.
She has a fish inside her throat.
Oh, that's why.
Mahirap going on. That's one. And I think I would not teach that anymore. Once only. And I couldn't part with that. I like that. Because if you look at it, they look very real.
Really?
Actually, to tell the truth, everything I paint is special for me because I have the enjoyment of painting it. I'm inspired with it. Mm. And the moment I'm inspired, everything is special. Like sometimes I couldn't give it away. I couldn't part with it.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's very special because if you have someone special with you, whether a person or a toy or something,
uh-huh.
can part with it. And that's how I feel with my paintings.
Yeah.
It's not being possessive, but sometimes I said, do I like to sell this? Because people would be asking me, Ellen, how much would that be? And then I could say, oh, I really couldn't part with it. So that is something special.
Okay, so it's
even your
like
family
attached to you.
Yeah, even your family, when you say you are very special, it means to say you cannot part with them or you don't want to. You always like to see them. And that's probably, but I don't want to obsess. I'm not obsessed with my painting. Just to adore it, it's not because there's only one that we should actually give the glory. It's God. Without Him, I couldn't do them. I couldn't do all these things. He started me with it, so He's my master.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.